Father, I just thank you for that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful worship service we had that prepared the way for your word to come forth. Father, you stand alone as we sang, and what a thrill and a joy it will be to worship at your throne before you, to give you glory and praise and honor. In the meantime, Father, we're going to practice while we're here on earth, 24/7 giving you praise and glory and honor. So I thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that the word finds good ground for anybody, everybody that's here tonight. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You can be seated, church. Fantastic worship. Amen.
Amen.
Church, say this with me. Church is important.
Church is important.
Oh, come on. Say it like you mean it. The Penguins are playing tonight. Amen. Church is important.
Church is important.
Thank you. I was going to try and stretch this out a little bit to get it going just a little bit further. And, Elder Galeno, when you think, well, maybe it's too short, and you want to just go ahead and tweak things. But I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to give what God gave me, deliver it, and so be it, and that'll be done. If it's short, 30 minutes or whatever, then it is what it is. But then again, and this had no bearing on the Penguins Capitals game tonight. None. None at all. Just so you know. Come on, Penguins. You know. Yeah. In fact, Paxter asked me that tonight, too. you're not going to cut it short, brother, for the Penguins, right? I said, no. So I had, why is church important? I mean, from the very pre-service prayer to worship to the message is so important. Church, if you come here at All Equipa Christian Assembly in our pre-service prayer, you see our Southern Breeze, Charlie Bear, and I watch him every Sunday and every Wednesday evening. Don't tell me church is important. It's the things behind the scenes that we don't see. Charlie Bear walks through. He ain't doing this. He's not doing this. Sorry, Bert. He's not doing this for exercise, but he walks through every aisle. And he puts his hands on every single chair. And then he goes up to the next one. And he walks through every aisle. And he puts his hands on every single chair. And while he's doing that, I know what he's doing. Our deacon is praying for every one of those seats. And every one that would be possibly being seated. And probably, if I know Charlie Berry, he's probably calling the people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west as well. Because we got too good of a thing to keep silent here, church. I know what he does. That is so important. It's those silent things that people don't see that go a long way that God himself will honor. Amen? Church is so important. Go ahead, say it again. Church is important. Thank you. I had two messages tonight. I didn't know which way to go. Deacon Dean Osmond and the ones that prepare the messages, Elder Vish, Elder Galeno, the ones, even our pastor and Pastor Jack. You know how Pastor Jack, when you get, you're getting ready to prepare a message, and should I go left or should I go right? Which way should I go? So I chose this way tonight, and I'm just so glad that I was obedient, because Sunday's message, if you didn't get Pastor Jack's, if you weren't here, get the message Pastor Jack preached on Sunday. Church, it'll change your life. Fantastic message. Pastor Jack, it fell right into tonight's message. It was fantastic. I love it when God does that. And then we had Nick, and his family was here. And the testimonies that he gave, and the sincerity of that testimony. Man, if that didn't bring you to tears, you know. Nick's not shy. You know, he's telling the whole world what Jesus did for him. Church is important, amen? He's excited. His testimony fell right into tonight's message. Awesome. We serve an awesome God, church. He knows what he's doing. Just step back and let him do it, amen? Let's not get in his way. So we enter in All Equipa Christian Assembly, and we have such a wonderful, wonderful narthex. Agreed? It's beautiful, is it not? One of the finest around. I can remember back in the old church, Elder Galeno, when God gave Pastor Bannon the vision to build this church. And those of you who were here remember. And some of us were scratching our head because, hey, we were in Camp Comfortable. We liked it, you know. But I'm so glad he was obedient and listened. So now we have that beautiful narthex that is a part of this church. And then when you enter into El Equipo Christian Assembly's sanctuary, you're not going to find too many this beautiful. What tastefully done, the vision that God gave Pastor for this church. And then when you enter and turn right, you go down to the education wing, and you have the nursery and the classrooms that go back there, and there's quite a few of them. And then you have our youth group and our youth room back there. It's those things behind the scenes that nobody sees too much of that make a difference. Church is important. Amen. One bit at a time, one little thing at a time changes lives. Church is important. But with all that being said, look around. Look at your neighbor. Look who's here tonight. Look at your wives, your spouses, your friends. Go ahead and look. All of you that are in the back, look forward. Those that are up front, look in the back. You are the church. You are important. You could have been elsewhere tonight. You could have just shucked it off and watched the Penguin game. They're going to win, they're going to lose. It don't matter, whatever it is. Us watching the game, it isn't going to change it. You chose what was more important to be here. Church is so important. Church is so very important. It's life-changing. With all that being said, tonight's title is called The Church Family, if you're taking notes. Just as we all have a family, we also have a church family, amen? Amen. And that should be a close comparison to our own homes. What happens here should happen in our home life. What happens in church should be carried over into our own homes. Your parents' house, your house. It'll stop a lot of strife, church. What's learned here should be carried over into our personal homes. The Bible tells us about the church family, and if we practice these lessons in our own homes, there would probably be a whole lot less strife in our homes. Do you agree? And we would be better people for it, would we not? So I'm going to read in the NIV, we're going to read, and you all know this story, but it's Luke 15. I'm going to read in the NIV, 11 through 32. It's the parable of the lost son or the prodigal son, amen? So you all know the story, but we're just going to read it. Church is important. Church is our home. It is our home. It is our home away from home. I'm trying to bring something out tonight with this parable. Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, and he set off for a distant country, and there he squandered his wealth in wild living. Young and probably quite foolish, amen? That's why church is important. Parents are important. You are the church. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and he hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. Went from where he was to feeding pigs, church. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but not one gave him anything. Boy, how low did he sink. When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. Verse 20, so he got up and he went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, church is important. Now, I know that this is a type of Christ, but I'm going to just go in a little different avenue, okay? Church is important. The Father is a type of Christ. But while he was still a long way off, his Father saw him, was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and he cracked him in the head. No. What did his father do? Kissed him. Kissed him. Church is important. This is our home. The son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Verse 23. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and let's celebrate. Father was happy, wouldn't you say? For this son of mine was dead and he is alive again. And he was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. I remember Pastor giving a, I didn't want to hunt, that's why I marked. Pastor taught out of this one time. And I remember him saying, could you imagine that son, I'm sorry, that father, probably looked and stood on that porch down that dusty road every single day for his lost son. Every single day. I've never forgotten that. That's how much love he had for his son. His son was lost, now he's found. But he didn't know. He had faith. My son's going to come back to me. Church is important. Church, if we get so high and mighty as a church and are so callous and cold, the ones that leave the fold aren't going to come back, are they? This father kissed him, and waited for him every single day. That's what Christ does for us. If we get lost out of the fold, he's waiting with open arms. Amen? The Father's a type of Christ. But we're going to turn that and show you how the church can play that role as well, I hope. Meanwhile, the older son, verse 25, I apologize. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him, what was going on? Verse 27, your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has him back safe and sound. The older son got mad, we'll see. And probably rightfully so. But this is his brother. This is his brother. He should have rejoiced as well. And the older brother probably did the majority of the work. He'd get mad, I understand that. But when those feelings and emotions get in our way and not see the true joy that's in front of you because you're proud and thinking of yourself and not celebrating that that lost one is back, not just his brother, but the lost soul that left the church. Because we get so proud. Well, we're going to let them back in. They want a position. They want this. In time. But let's not, as a church, be callous. Knowing that a lot of people think that the grass is greener on the other side. Anybody in here in the sanctuary that hasn't made a mistake, let me see your hands. You know, I could raise them all. How many mistakes I've made. I can't tell you how many I made today. Probably not enough to count my hands to count. But man, when the light bulb goes off and the Holy Spirit gets a hold of that lost person, the church is important. This is our home. I'm driving a point home. And they come back. Let us as a church, as the Father did, rejoice and kill the fatted calf. Now, we don't have that here, but well, we could, Pastor, if you want to have a steak. You know, some grill some steaks, you know what I'm saying? But be happy. Everybody, we got the right person at our front door, Brother George. Man, when people see him come, George is always smiling. Welcome, how are you? You knew I was welcome. Let me give you what the perfect person to have at that door. He don't forget anybody. That guy, he remembers everybody, and his demeanor is just is from God. You know that. You can't help but smile when you see George. Perfect, perfect person at that door. The older brother, verse 28, became angry and refused to go in. Now see, his pride's coming. So his father went out and pleaded with him, but he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders." Now, first of all, my portier, honor your mother and father. Pride got in the way. "I never disobeyed your order." Really? You're supposed to do that. That's your father. Amen? So you do what your father asks you and your mother because you love them and that is your place. But see, now he's throwing this up into his father's face. But this is his reasonable service. This is what he's supposed to do. "I'm going to be 60 in November. If my parents were still alive and they asked me to do something, I would have to do it. It's my reasonable service." "Well, you're 60. You don't need to do it. You're an adult." "Yeah, but they're my parents." Church is important. Amen? "I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet, you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends." Verse 30. "But when this son of yours," not my brother, "but when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, come home, you kill the fatted calf for him." I could understand him being mad. But I love it where it says, "when this son of yours," not "when my brother comes home." Now he don't even want to think about him because pride sets in. Church is important. But the father's going to settle him down. The father will settle his older son down. "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours." There's comforting words, amen? "But we had to celebrate and be glad because this," now the father straightens him out, "because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." Christ does that for us, amen? His mercy and grace is renewed every single day. And there's so many people that leave the fold and just have nothing to do with Christ. Nothing to do. Church is important, church. Nothing to do. They're done. They've been offended. And mainly because they're not living the right way. But the speaker, whether it be Pastor Jack or Pastor Bannon, by the Holy Spirit, brings forth something that's not right in their lives. Well, they think they're, like they got inside mail on somebody, you know? It's the Holy Spirit. He didn't say, I'll use me. "Tim, I know you've been doing this, so I need you to straighten up." No, you know what? Our pastors won't do that. They give the word. They give what God has given them and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to each and every individual person in this sanctuary. Church is important. And as the body of Christ, we need to be obedient and listen to that Holy Spirit and be adults when something comes our way that we don't like. And maybe just sit back and check out and not say, "this son of yours," like this older brother did, but the father straightened him out and said this, "but your brother." There's a calming effect. Your brother is back. This is your brother we're talking about. The ones that are lost, church, those are our brothers and sisters we're talking about. Amen? They are. Elder Galena, what you do at Friendship Ridge, Geriatric Center, whatever they call it now, you know, it's the third time it's changed names, excuse me. Brighton Rehab. They're older. They need help. But that's no small task. You blessed me when I saw you there the other day. And I saw Elder Galena walking down, and Tim, and he hugged me, and it's good to see you. You picking people up. Yeah, you were having a Bible service. Is that right? And, but we split up. I had to go up third floor. Second floor to get somebody, and she was staying in. So I got, but there's Elder Galeno. He's in the coffee shop talking to somebody. I know he's talking about Jesus. I know it. Because I see the smile on his face. Church is important. If he's not imparted to, how's he going to impart to somebody else? Church is important. Do not forsake the assembling, the coming together and hearing what the Holy Spirit has to say for you. That's the Tim version. Has to say to you, because church is important. Because if you don't knoweth, you can't giveth. Church is important. You might be walking by somebody and somebody says, can I ask you a question? And all of a sudden, that one question could be life-changing for that person. You don't know. Someday you will. You sing that song, Elder Galeno, thank you. Someday you will. Someday you'll know the lives you've touched. But keep on keeping on while we're here. Church is important. This is our home. And what we need to do, and I know we do that here at Aliquippa Christian Assembly. I know we do. But man, we need to not just invite people to church, but invite them to their new home. That's what we need to specify. If you're looking, come to my church. Make it your home like we did. It's incredible here. Incredible. And those of you all know that. We see that the younger son had a home, did he not? Took his inheritance and he left his home. He had a home, he left his home. In essence, he eventually became homeless. He was eating with the pigs. He became homeless. Isn't that the kind of what we see some Christians do today? They have a home. They want a church hop. They leave a home, their home, I'm speaking of the church, because they didn't get their ears tickled. We are not a, what kind of friendly church do we see? Thank you. User-friendly church. Thank you, Brother Dean. We're not user-friendly. Because user-friendly churches, those people in those pews will probably go to hell. Why do I say that? Because you're going to tell them what they want to hear for their money. We don't do that here. We share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is how it is. You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. You can't do this. God doesn't like that. Let's minister to these people and love them the whole way. Amen? Man, I can just see some of those, you know, mega churches. What are they really telling them? Why are they so big so fast? Are they catering to them? To let them hear what they want to hear? I mean, you've got to wonder. And I'm not saying they're all like that. I'm sure a lot do. I'm sure some do. I'm sure they do. But the people that we have here at ACA are steady. Steady comers, steady givers, steady believers, and I'll take those every day. Every day. Oh, because they're dependable. You are dependable, church, because you've been taught well. Church is important. Amen. Some of the Christians, when they leave, and then they church hop, then they start hearing what they might want to hear. Before you know it, those Christians that left their home here or wherever they go, they become homeless. Just like the prodigal son, eating with the pigs, because now they're not going to church at all. See, a little sleep, a little slumber. I don't think I'm going to go. I'm tired. We could go to a car cruise. Instead, we go to church. I'm just saying, you know. Yeah, you had to be there. They don't like what to hear in church, and maybe because it hits so close to home, they leave. Church, this church is our home. I said that before. If we get offended because of what the pastor may or may not say, because it is not what we wanted to hear, then we're walking on thin ice, aren't we? Because why are we? Because we're not listening with spiritual ears. We become hard-hearted. Church is important. Let church minister to you. This is your home. Let your spiritual father who God placed in this pulpit minister to you. Don't be like the prodigal son and leave your spiritual father and leave. Let him minister to you, because everything that is said is done by the Spirit and in love. This is our home. Amen? Aren't you glad, church, that at ACA, now here's where I wanted to get to. I know that the Father and the prodigal son is a type of Christ. But aren't you glad this church, Aliquippa Christian Assembly, is like the Father in the prodigal son? Aren't you glad? It is. This church is like the Father in the prodigal son. I'm selling ACA right now because I don't know of a finer church on the planet. I don't. What we get here, church, is priceless. Must not be like, listen, don't be like the fatted calf, because the fatted calf in the story got killed. Share what you have. Okay? We are fatted calves, but let's give it out. This is such an incredible church, it's unbelievable. It's too good to be keep silent. Too good. Too good. Aren't you glad that this church is like the Father and the prodigal son? He's always there. This church is always there with our arms, and I'm saying our because you are the church, with our arms open wide and welcoming all back to the fold. That's what we do here. There is no judgment here at Aliquippa Christian Assembly Church, none. The only thing here is love, and you know that. This church will love you and love you and love you. We don't point fingers here. We love each other. The hurting, the lost, the ones that leave, they come back. And when they come back, never once, we've been here almost 30 years, right, Lisa? When they come back, never once have I ever seen anybody say, "Where have you been? What did you leave us for? You ought to be ashamed of yourself." Not here. At Aliquippa Christian Assembly, we will be like the Father, and we will hug you and kiss you and welcome you back with love. That's what we do here. We have been taught well here. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I believe this is what God, maybe it's a stirring that we need, a presentation to others of not just saying, "Come to church," but come to my home. I want to show. Remember when you guys bought your first house? Remember how proud you were of that? And you wanted to have a dinner and bring people over? Let me show you my home. Our church is no different. This is our home. We need to bring people in and show them our home. Amen. And why we're so proud of this church. I'm just saying that we as a body of Christ, not just here, but churches all around, we as a body of Christ cannot afford to be so immature like the younger son in this story. We can't afford that. I'm sure that when the younger son left, he had a lot of friends. Wouldn't you say so? Excuse me. Why not? He had a ton of money. So those friends were bought. Maybe he didn't realize it. You know, when you got money, everybody's patting your back. "Hey, bro, how you doing? Where are we going? You know, can you spare a buck or two? You know, buy me a pop." You know how it is. What happened to those friends when that money ran out? It's no different today. So what happened to those friends? He had a ton of money. He had to have a lot of friends. You know, he was partying, and it takes money to party. But when the younger son was sitting in the slop and eating with the pigs, where were all his friends then? The church won't do that to you. We're not a part of the world. This is our home. And anybody that you know that is lost, invite them to your home. Amen. The church family is so important today, more than ever before, especially with the accelerated violence and drug use today. It's outrageous today. It really is. When you see in the newspaper or on television that an 11-year-old girl, dear God, overdoses on heroin, how low have we sunk in this country? Is that sad? an 11-year-old girl, and the newspaper said that she had 11 stamp bags. Now, I'm putting two and two together. There's no way an 11-year-old girl can afford all these stamp bags. I'm wondering if it's the parents. It has to be. We have sunk to a new low. Lord Jesus, come quickly. But before he does, let's bring as many people home as we can to our church family. So what are some of the things? I'm going to try and speed up now because, see, I start going off. You know what I mean? What are some of the things that we can do to build each other up? The first step falls on you and I, church, and there's no surprise here. The next scripture is Hebrews 10, 24 through 25. And I'll be reading it out of the Amplified Classic Edition. Oh. And let us consider and give attentive, continuous, listen to that, attentive, continuous care to watching over one another. That's you and I in the church. Studying how we may stir up, stimulate, and incite to love and helpful deeds and noble activities. Studying how we may stir up. Who are we going to stir up? Each other. Church is important. If you stay away from church, you're just going to be just dragging along with the world. But when you come here, or hopefully your church family, if you have one, stir each other up. Stir each other up. Get excited for Christ. Get excited about your church, your home church. I'll equip a Christian assembly. Unbelievable church. Unbelievable place to worship and come and learn. This is our home. Verse 25. Not forsaking, very important, not forsaking or neglecting to assemble together as believers, as is the habit of some people, probably ones that got offended and left their home. Now they're not coming and assembling together. But admonishing, this is what we do now, church, one for another. Admonishing, warning, urging, and what? Encouraging one another, and all more faithfully as you see the day approaching. I'm going to read that 22 through 25 out of the message. So let's do it full of belief, confident that we're presentable inside and out. We, that's us. How do you and I get presentable inside and out? By coming home Sunday and Wednesday. Letting the Holy Spirit minister to you from our spiritual Father. Amen? Let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keeps us going. He always keeps his word. Let's see how inventive we can be. Inventive we can be. Inventive we can be in encouraging love and helping out, not avoiding worshiping together as some do, but spurring each other on, especially as we see the big day approaching. If we keep each other built up, church, then it is easier for us to build up those who don't attend church, because you and I are excited. This is our home. Church is important. When we come here, we just don't come and worship and sit in the pew and sing some songs and worship, listen to the pastor preach, and then we have a quick altar call and we leave. That's not what church is about. We're stirring each other up. We're getting each other excited. We're loving one another. And when somebody's down, we're praying for them and lifting them up. And if somebody's rejoicing, we're rejoicing right with them, not being jealous. That's stirring each other up. That's stirring each other up. The day we stop attending, whether because we were offended or just plain lazy, and people are lazy because they're just plain lazy because they don't want to, God, I can't, Pastor said this time and time again. I don't want to get up and go to church. But they'll work 14 hours a day. Oh my God, you mean I got to get up at 9 o'clock to come to church? The phone rings. Hey, we need you out at 4 a.m. tomorrow for 12 hours. Can you do it? No problem. Chasing mammon. The church is important. This is our home. So yes, people are lazy. The day we stop attending, whether because we're offended or just plain lazy, is the day, just like the prodigal son, that we have become homeless. What else can we do? Step two, let's turn to John 13. I'll read 34 and 35 in King James Version as you're turning. John 13, 34 and 35. A new favor I ask you. What's that? Command. There's no favor here. We're commanded. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Verse 35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if we have love to one another. Commandment to love one another. And that's for the ones that left their home. It's also for them. And when they come back, we love them back into the fold, because this is their home. So they went away. They got swayed away because the devil lied to them. And they fell to the lies of the devil. Who doesn't? Man, that's the time to run to God. Pastor said it time and time again, not run away. When you screw up, run to him. Not run away. When they screw up and the last thing they want to hear is condemnation when they come back to their home. The last thing, amen? This is our home. This is their home. Invite people to your home. Romans 12, 10 through 13, Living Bible. Love each other with brotherly affection and take delight in honoring each other. We are to honor each other. Never be lazy in your work. What work? Encouraging each other. Loving one another. Lifting one another up. Never be lazy in your work, but serve the Lord enthusiastically. Verse 12, be glad for all God. Did you know God is planning stuff for you? Be glad for all that God is planning for you. Be patient in trouble. And prayerfully always, when God's children are in need, you be the one to help them out. You do that, Elder Galeno. You do that at the home. When God's children are in need, you be the one. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. You be the one to help them out. And get into the habit of inviting guests home for dinner. Now, they're probably hungry. You bring them home for dinner. Bring them to Al Equipa Christia home for dinner, because they're going to get a dinner here that doesn't run out. It's living water here. They'll get it here. But pastor said it time and time again, when you go to witness to somebody and they're hungry, they don't want to hear a thing about Jesus. Their belly's growling. But when you feed them, now you have their attention. And now they'll listen to you. Right? They don't want to hear about Christ. They're hungry. So feed them. Feed the sheep. Now that they're full, now you present Jesus to them. Let me invite you to my home. And get in the habit of inviting guests to home for dinner if they need lodging for the night. This is what our church family does, church. This is what they do. We love one another. We pray for one another. We lift one another up with encouraging words. Do we not here? We do. Could you imagine what the world would be like if we not only practiced this in the church, but also at our homes, as well as to all that we meet outside our homes? Could you imagine if we practiced this daily? There's so many times that you want to walk somebody, you want to punch them right in the face. I do. But man, if you still sit there and smile and share that love with them, they're going to look at you like you're strange. Keep doing it. All of a sudden, they're going to start questioning you, and you can share your home, Al Equipa Christian Assembly, to them. Amen? I would venture to say that the churches would be overflowing if we did that here at home and outside our home. If we practice that daily, every church would be overflowing with the lost sheep. I'd lay money on it. I'm going to close with this. With this invitation to you to invite the people you know that are not attending church, bring them to your home at El Equipo Christian Assembly. Invite them. Maybe we should bring them and not just invite them. Because if we invite them, they have an opportunity to stay. If we bring them, what time is good for me to pick you up? 10 or 10:15, 8:30 or 8:45. What time is good for you? Give them that time schedule. If we hear at 9, say, what time's good for you? Should I be at your house at 8:15 or 8:30? What's better for you? They'll give you a time, and you pick them up, and you bring them to church. Whether this invitation, whether you hear this message by receiving a CD, or you've invited somebody to home, or you hear this message on the web here at El Equipo Christian Assembly, if you're looking for a church, a family, and that's what we are, a new home, if you're looking for a church, a family, or a new home, give El Equipo Christian Assembly a try. Please give it a try. Stick around and taste and see that the Lord is good. Stick around and taste and see that the Lord is good. We're not perfect here at ACA, you know that. I'm here. So, we're not perfect. Thank God, He is not looking for perfection, but only obedience. Amen? I just want to invite all who hear this message to come to ACA. Let this church change your life as it has done for me and so many others. Amen? I have delivered what I have received. I'm going to close in prayer. If you have need of prayer, we will be here. Elder Galena will be here. Deacon Dean Osmond will be here.